The Speed Up Sound with Kyle Meredith.
Valerie June's new LP, The Order of Time, is a big favorite around here. From the gentle sounds of Astral Plane to the stompin' boogie of Shakedown. She dropped by to tell the story behind the record and how her apartment garden is powered by lullabies to the universe. I'm Kyle Meredith at The Speed of Sound. Judging by, I guess, the success of your last record and how long you toured on that, like, did you have any time in between these records to, I don't know, chill out and live life?
Not really. I mean, but I did live life. You know, I've started a great jungle in my apartment in New York. So the beautiful bay windows are there and they get perfect sun. So I'm able to like grow pretty much every kind of plant I love in that window. And then I started a little bit of an outside garden in the back. So that takes time, you know. So I had some home time of watering and things that I normally wouldn't have because I'd be traveling and staying in hotels and not able to take care of my plants. Like I have one plant that I call the only one because it's the only one that made it through my 200 dates a year for 2 years with Pushing Against the Stone. And it's amazing now. It's so full and beautiful. It's a pothos of philodendron.
Apartment gardening.
Yeah. That's what you have to do in New York.
Yeah. Well, I was about to say, and you talk about your plants a bit like people talk about their pets.
Oh, I love, yeah. They're my babies.
And I read about your writing style, how it's constant. You're always writing as you go along and not specifically for the record. But like in choosing the songs, did you look for that? I mean, you're kind of grouping it in on that journey idea. Is that how you kind of centered in on all of the songs and said, oh, those are the ones that fit this theme? I mean, was that a part of it?
No, it came afterwards. What I did is I sat with Matt Marinelli, who produced it, and he said, send me all your songs. So I sent him about 100 songs, and he said, oh my God, I gotta listen to 100 songs. And so he listened to them, and he made a list of 20 that he liked, and I made a list of 20 that I absolutely had to record. And then we looked at the list side by side, and we said, well, you have some of the ones that I have. And so those absolutely we both loved, and we had to record. And then others, we kind of like fought a little bit like, no, this one, no, that one. And then finally we decided, absolutely, these are the ones. And we went in and we invited a whole lot of friends and family and everybody to join us and make the record. A lot of good food, a lot of good fun.
Dancing on the astral plane, no water cleansing rain, floating through the stratosphere, blind but yeah, you see so
clear. The first thing we heard was Astral Plane, which is this beautiful song, and maybe it's the title that it, you know, puts that image out there, but it's almost like a lullaby to the universe.
It is. I guess it could be considered that. Another thing that plants love is light, and so Astral Plane to me has a lot of light in it, and it reminds me that I have an inner light that I need to shine, you know? And I think all people do, and I feel like no light's the same. Everybody's light's different, so you can't ever dim, because you need to shine as bright as you can, because we need all the different colors and shades of light that the world has. And sometimes we get doubtful, or we think, oh, well, maybe I'm not gonna shine so bright today, I don't have the energy. But that's when you gotta think about somebody like Sharon Jones, who I opened for her for 2 months, and she was fighting cancer all along the way, but she never let that crowd see it when she hit the stage, you know. She just was shining every day.
Amazing.
Despite of what you might go through in your life, it's just about finding your light inside and shining.
You should also mention that you have some family with you in the studio today.
I do.
Yeah.
I have my little brother, Patrick.
Yeah. Now, is this the brother that also sings on the record?
Oh, yes. Both my brothers. I have two, and both of them sing on the record.
I saw that. And your father as well?
Oh, yeah.
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 Is that just a natural thing, like tapping you guys? Like, you guys are going to sing this song? Or did you want to include them on it? I mean.
Well, I had a show at Carnegie Hall And I invited my whole family to come up, and my brothers sang with me. They backed me up. I performed some of my songs before they were even recorded on the record, and they sounded so good on stage there. And my father, when he was alive, he was there, and he walked up to the front of Carnegie and was dancing, and everybody else is seated, and you know it's a really strict feeling. Oh, I told the security, don't mess with him, let him dance. And that was such a fun, magical night that I wanted to share that with the world by putting it on the record. So whenever we got to the song Shakedown, I was like, I've got to get my brothers and my dad, I've got to get them all singing on this, because they have that voice and they have the magic for this song.
Got Nora Jones on the record. Is there anybody else beyond that that I missed?
Oh, there's so many amazing musicians. I mean, Andy McLeod, Pete Rem, Dan Aied and Dan Reeser, and I mean, New Yorkers, Mass Swift, she arranged the strings. You should check her out. She's awesome. Yeah. Doug Wieselman arranged horns. So, I mean, the musician list is huge. The producer, Matt Marinelli, Richard Swift, there's so many different.
We love Swifty.
Yeah. There's so many good people.
And isn't it interesting how, you know, it just starts with you and a guitar or whatever the instrument is, and it turns into, you know, 50 people all working on, you know, this idea that you pulled out of the ether.
That whole art of, like, taking something that's in the ether and bringing it to Earth and putting it in the physical, that's kind of why I decided to follow a dream. Yeah. Because I wanted to learn how to master that process. And that process is an order of time, really, and you can dedicate your whole life to that.
The amazing Valerie June and her LP, The Order of Time. For more of my interviews, you can head over to Facebook or Twitter @KyleMeredith. And thanks to Chris Allman for co-producing this episode. From the studios at WFPK in Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Kyle Meredith at the Speed of Sound.